welcome to Awaken to Happiness Now. I'm Laura Canfield. Thank you so much for being here today. And I'm so excited because my good friend Lori Spagna is here. And I'll be honest, right now I'm a little bit out of sorts. They've changed the platform for Instant Health Seminar. So it's like, getting used to the new logistics of it and all the buttons and like everything the way it is. So it's like, okay. But it's all good. I swear they just changed it in the last 2 days. Like, wow. But, you know, I will figure it all out. So thank you, everyone, for being here. And like I said, this is Alara Canfield. And for those of you who don't know still, I did change my name back in January to Alara Canfield. So people are still finding me. Just the name change. The reason for the change, people are still asking, is, you know, because, you know, new year, new changes, everything in my life has changed. So I felt like I needed a new name, a vibrational shift name, a name that was more in alignment with who I am now, rather than who I was before. And I never really liked my name before anyway. So this one feels better for me anyway. So I like it. So that was the thing. And my husband changed his name too. So now we both have the same last name. So, which is good. I really wanted that. So today we have Lori Spagna with us, like I said, and we're going to be talking about transformational healing and ascension activations for you and your animal companions. And, you know, most of you know that Lori's been with us before, and we have so much fun together. And Lori does these wonderful, you know, healings and activations on the call, and she brings through such wisdom, you know, such wonderful wisdom. And sometimes the stuff that she brings up is like totally brand new. It's like, okay, did not know about this. So even today, I know we're going to be talking about some new stuff, about the new energies and what everyone is going through right now, because let's face it, we're all in this together. Yes, we are. So we're all being affected by the energies and by what's coming up. So I was just saying to Lori, she asked me how it was. I'm like, I'm good. You know, because today was a really crappy day, I'll be honest. That, you know, I was watching the day as it progressed, and it started off really bad and it went worse from there. So it's like, interesting what's happening and how it's affecting me and how I'm reacting. And it's like, you know, so I was kind of the observer as well. And it shows me where there's some issues that are coming up that I need to look at and heal or work with, right? So you all may have some issues like that as well. So maybe we'll deal with some of them today on the call. So for those of you who don't know Lori, like I said, she's been with us many times and always such a pleasure, and we always have so much fun. She is a spiritual teacher, a visionary, a light worker, a starseed, an intuitive and healer. Lori teaches a lot about ascension and acts as a guide to awakening spiritually minded animal lovers, light workers, starseeds, and wayshowers. And Lori teaches classes on animal communication, telepathy, intuitive development, connecting with your higher self, animals in the afterlife, locating lost animals in the Akashic Records, and spiritual dog training for masters. So, you know, like I said, you know, Lori does a lot of work in this community. She also leads powerful manifestation and healing circles, where she assists people and their pets to improve their lives by tapping into their true power via the universal source, which exists within and connects us all. She also provides sacred energy activations, healing transmissions, and DNA upgrades. So we'll see what's going to come through today. I'm excited about that, to see what's going to come through and what wants to come through today. So I invite you all to come to center in your heart space and, you know, open up your hearts. And in this circle that we're all in together right now, we're going to invite Lori to come in with us and join us in this radiant light healing circle, I like to call it now. And in this healing circle, just from time to time, you know, connect back into your heart space and, you know, send out light, send out love to everybody listening now and listening later. We could all use that support, right? We can all use that extra support and send it to yourself as well, and see yourself, feel yourself receiving it. That's so important. So please join with me to open up our hearts as we welcome Lori to the show. Lori, welcome.
Hi, Alara. Thank you so much for having me. That was such a nice warm welcome. Lovely. Like, really, so lovely.
Aww.
Thank you. I love that we
well,
send
it's so
love
much fun,
to
you know?
Yeah, and I love that you said, let's send love to everyone listening, both live and, you know, at a later time whenever they're listening, because we all need love. It's so true, you know.
Mm-hmm. Especially right yeah. now, right?
Yeah. Well, we just really, I mean, when you were saying that part about the crappy day, that's a good, kind of a good point to start on, because we just had two eclipses. So mm-hmm. this is the start of, I mean, you can call February eclipse season, but it's the start of the eclipse year in terms of the calendar year. So the first one was February, oh my goodness, I forget the exact date. Some of you out there will know, but it was, I think, like the first week of February. Maybe it was February 8th, right around, oh no, it was February 9th. Mm-hmm. That's when it was, because I remember I was at the Conscious Life Expo, and I totally felt it. I mean, I felt major eclipse energy coming in, and that first one was a lunar eclipse. And the second one was just 2 days ago, and that was a solar eclipse. And so we know, you know, for this community, we know that eclipses signal a very huge time of releasing really, really big stuff, releasing what's no longer needed or what's no longer serving, and then exposing that which is meant to be exposed. And also bringing in something new. That's what eclipses are. It's like the whole kit and caboodle. And in February, there's always two. And then the end of the eclipse year will be in August, right? That's when we'll have two more eclipses. So the eclipses that we just had, the one that really would make you, you know, these last couple of days feel pretty crappy. Because usually we sometimes feel the energy of the eclipse leading up to the eclipse. But it depends on our own unique astrology. Typically, more likely, we tend to feel the energy of the eclipse in the first few days. We feel it most heightened in the first few days after the eclipse. So that's why, you know, if the eclipse, the most recent eclipse was on the 26th, if you've had a couple of kind of crappy days, that would very likely be a good explanation. And I'll explain it a little bit better, too, to help people understand, at least from my perspective of what this eclipse is doing, because it's going to be with us for the next 6 months until the next eclipse, which will usher in another time for releasing, cleansing, and a new opening. So let's talk about this most recent February eclipse season. So the first eclipse, as we said, was a lunar eclipse. The one that we had 2 days ago was a solar eclipse. And there's always two eclipses, you know, a solar and a lunar, in an eclipse window, in an eclipse month. And so the lunar eclipse, which was in the earlier part, what that is when the sun goes in front of the moon. The sun eclipses the moon. So it's a lunar eclipse. The lunar nodes get eclipsed. And if we think of it from a spiritual, metaphysical point of view, which is what we're interested in understanding, when the sun eclipses the moon and the moon gets hidden, that means something from your deep inner emotions is going to be shine the light on and exposed in both ways, but bringing out more of your brightness, the lightness of your sun, of who you truly are, which we are all the son of God. We are the sun that shines, the light of God. So more of our true essence is meant to come through, the true personality self, not the egoic necessarily, although it could show up as that for some people. But what we just had now was a solar eclipse. So what the solar eclipse is when the moon shines in front of the sun and blocks out the light of the sun. So how does this translate from a spiritual perspective, metaphysical perspective? It's sort of like the moon, which represents our inner emotions. It could represent our unconscious self. The sun, which, as we said, represents more of our personality self, our egoic self, our consciousness. If the moon goes in front of the sun, which is what happens on a solar eclipse, the moon is basically saying, hey, I'm going to expose that which has been hidden, secret, unconscious, your inner emotions. So something from your unconscious is coming up to be exposed. Mm-hmm. And something from your egoic self or your mind self your conscious mind is being moved out of the way. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does.
Yeah. And so if you think about this, whoever is listening, you know, assuming you're listening either live or just basically, you know, within a few days of this live show, it's actually going to be relevant for 6 months. So This is for the next 6 months, we're going to be energetically working through whatever's coming up. So even if you look at the world stage, and I don't watch the news. I pretty much will get highlights from people telling me what's going on, or through, you know, the radio shows I do or whatever, and then I'll just tap into source and ask for source perspective on stuff. But in any case, whatever's coming up in the news right now, it's going to start over the next 6 weeks exposing stuff that has been hidden and secret. Talk about disclosure. The next 6 months are going to offer a lot more disclosure of things that have been secret, covert, hidden in our unconscious minds. And because, by the way, this eclipse was in Pisces, the one we had 2 days ago. So what does Pisces symbolize? Pisces symbolizes social interaction and the way we care for one another. Why? Pisces is a sign associated with water. Water signs are associated with love, care, and compassion. Mm-hmm. Pisces, very particular as a water sign, has to do with, you know, think about the fish that swims in the school. It's the school of fish. It's social. It's interacting. It's networking. So it's going to have a lot to do with eclipsing how we care for one another. And it's going to expose areas where we're not caring for ourselves and one another. So I know for me personally, in the last couple of days, I started to notice, wow, I have been working so hard for the past, you know, many, many years to build my business and create a platform of my work and my offerings, and where I started to realize, wow, I need to start doing a better job of just not working, taking time off. And this is not something new for me. It just came up in a really big way. It came up where I started to realize, wow, I'm not willing to keep offering the kinds of products I've been offering at such a low rate. That doesn't feel good to me anymore. It feels like I'm not honoring my own work to give it at such a low rate. I'm not honoring the value that I'm bringing through. So, like, each one of us will experience in different ways. I'm just sharing my personal experience. But we all will have different kinds of experience related to how we care for ourselves and how we care for one another. Because that's Piscean energy. That's why a lot of people will say Pisces is the most spiritual sign, which that's not true. All signs are spiritual. All signs do a different aspect of God's work. It's just water signs. Water signs are Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio. They just have a lot to do with love because they're water. Water is known as the heart center. Water is known as love, emotions. So that's why people say that. But in any case, okay, I think I said enough about that. Does that all make sense?
It does. And, you know, and that's the funny thing. It's like, you know, even when you're talking about Pisces and all that wonderful stuff, because we are in Pisces. My birthday is next week and I'm turning 50. And it's like, wow, I don't feel like 50. I don't know what 50 feels like. But I don't know. I'm not feeling it. So it's like, it's interesting. So that's coming up too, right? I'm observing that and those thoughts and those emotions that are coming up. It's like,
well, let's say the 50 thing. Can I say something about that? Aging is a program. Yes. Aging is a program. Mm-hmm. So even the whole belief systems that we're meant to age, that's all programming in the unconscious. And it's quite frankly, I mean, if you're willing to go out there with me, like out there on a limb.
Yep.
The programming of the aging was actually instilled within us as an implant from, I'll use this word, a negative alien agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So aging is not the highest truth. So when you say I'm not feeling it, it's probably because some aspect of your consciousness really knows. It's just a program, and you're in touch with that aspect of your consciousness that's like, huh, I don't know what it's supposed to feel like to be 50, but I don't feel it. I don't know.
No.
Because it's not real.
I'm not getting anything.
And you're conscious enough now to start realizing that. What?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not even feeling any number, you know, it's like 50. I don't feel 50. Like, I think I'm like 25. It's like,
right.
You know,
right,
it's like,
right.
I don't know what I feel, you know, but
right.
I don't feel old or, you know, like
right.
anything like that.
Right.
It's really strange.
Yeah. I mean,
really
I've been saying this for quite some time, and I have a course coming up that I'm going to be teaching called Exiting the Matrix. And one of the things we're going to do is pull all the aging programs. Yeah, because I just don't even buy into it anymore. In fact, I say this a lot. I said this in my dark arts training class. And, I mean, this stuff is channeled through. You know, I don't just pick it up out of nowhere. I get it from source consciousness, from tapping into that consciousness. That in the negative alien, in the dark arts training class, that we have an original divine blueprint, right? And, I mean, this isn't new information, this part. I don't think most lightworkers know this. The original divine blueprint... This part, I don't know if they know. It doesn't include aging.
Mm-hmm.
The original divine blueprint does not include aging. It does not include illness. Does not include disease. Does not include suffering. Doesn't include pain.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't include lack. It doesn't include limitation. it's so part of what we're meant to do here is to restore ourselves to the original divine blueprint. And, I mean, that's a process.
Beautiful.
First you have to learn what it is and how to do it. But,
yeah,
that's what I've been working on. That's a huge part of what I've been working on and what I've been doing, you know, with my energy healing circles and the energy healing work that we do. And that's what's part of what's been uncovered. And, of course, that information is in the dormant DNA. So as we're awakening our DNA, the more and more we do that, we all start knowing it because we're remembering. We're realigning with that original divine blueprint. It's stored up in our systems, in the DNA, but you have to get to it. Right? You have to
Absolutely.
Uncover it.
So, Lori, here's a quick question about DNA upgrades or DNA activations. I mean, I know what my belief system is about it, but I thought I would ask you since you just mentioned it. What, you know, when you get a DNA activation, it's not just one time and that's it. It's like, you have to continue doing it because each time, well, in my training anyways, each time you do it, more and more gets activated, you know, lit up kind of thing. But, right? So it's not just a one-shot deal and that's it.
This is really important. In fact, I just also want to say something about the way DNA gets activated. So if I don't say this, please remind me, but I'll first do that. Yeah, your body is a physical body, our bodies, that up until recently, you know, the last few years, for the most part, was just basic carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen, working on basically two strands of DNA. That's what every human has. And up until a few years ago, you know, the last 10 years or something, we started to realize, we used to believe that we were victims of our DNA and that whatever was in the DNA was what we were stuck with. And, you know, I mean, you could get all kinds of diseases based on, you know, victim mentality, right? And obviously in the last 10 years, that's really started to shift for people who are following some of the most, you know, cutting-edge scientists like Dr. Bruce Lipton and other amazing scientists who are exposing that this is just not the case, cellular biologists, et cetera. So, okay, but we also know, obviously, in 2012, we know credible scientists published in multiple credible scientific journals that we have way more than two strands of DNA, that we have at least 10 more strands, and that those DNA, which it was previously thought was junk, are actually dormant. But these scientists, as of 2012, at this time of publishing, really didn't know what those other 10 strands were good for. And as far as I know, they still haven't really necessarily, I mean, it depends on what scientists you're talking to. If you talk to quantum physicists, they know. But if you talk to, you know, biologists, I don't think for the most part they don't all know yet what it's good for, those extra 10 strands. And there's a lot of misinformation, too, about the DNA, the dormant DNA. But what they all know is that it can be awakened, these dormant strands. Mm-hmm. And they know that it can be awakened with different kinds of energy, whatever that is. And now they're testing it. They're trying to find out, right?
Right.
And
but
what we know about these dormant, and let me just say a little bit about the misinformation out there, and I believe some of this is deliberately inserted to misguide people.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say, oh, you awaken that dormant DNA and bad things can happen to you, old defective genetics. Okay, that's fear speaking, and I again, also believe that that is part of a way to dissuade people to not open the dormant DNA, because what's in the dormant DNA is all of our greatest gifts. Only the crap is in the first two strands. When I say crap, your ancestral lineage, right, that could lead to disease or dysfunction or all kinds of the non-ease. Dis means non-ease, right? So the idea is in those first two strands, if you kind of like clear away the belief systems that you're a victim or that you're subject to your ancestors, or even if you're a healer and you clear things from the ancestral lineage, which I definitely, that's a huge part of what I do, as we clear that, we get to the deeper layers. But to get directly to your question, our bodies can't wake them up all at once. I don't believe it can be awakened all at once, because our bodies cannot handle that kind of awakening. It's it's so dramatic. It's so incredibly dramatic. So you do a little bit at a time, and whatever your body and your consciousness can handle is what you're going to awaken. After that, there's a part where the consciousness will say, that's enough. That's enough. Yeah. That's all I can handle. Because even that, a person would start to sort of go insane. I don't know what's happening to me. Like, I was with a woman at the most recent event who got a DNA activation, a recent event that I was doing, and she was saying, what's happening to me? Oh, my God, tell me what's happening to me. And I was like, don't worry, breathe. You're okay. Just got a DNA activation. You're shifting very rapidly. Your ego is trying to make sense of it. You can't. You can't. But that was like as much as she could handle. I'm like, let's have you drink some water. Let's have you sit down. She couldn't turn it all on all at once. It was too much.
No.
I've seen that happen myself and so many others too. So the body naturally will start to say, that's enough. Okay, that's all I can handle. You integrate it. A little time goes by, maybe a few weeks, maybe a couple, maybe a month, maybe a couple months. And then you start to be ready for more. So,
yeah.
And then let me just
get the thing. Yeah, go ahead.
The other thing about how it happens. In the early stages, understand the way it happens is through very high light frequency. So it doesn't happen just because you're laying on your bed and you look at your clock and the clock says 222 or 555. That does not trigger DNA. I mean, it's amazing some of the information that's out there that's just not correct. I mean,
I never heard that, but thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, I mean, I heard that when I was someone at the expo. You know, I did a DNA activation for people, and somebody was harping on that she was having some physical problems, and I didn't realize, like, she was saying, it's from the DNA activation. I'm like, well, this is your first DNA activation. How could this be? This is, you've had these problems for months. And she was eventually wasn't communicating clearly to me, but eventually it came out that she thought that she was getting DNA activations because the clocks were going 333 and 555. And that is not what does it. I'm sorry. The reason DNA gets awakened, and this absolutely scientists know this, is some kind of very high light frequency energy. So that energy could be certain sounds, for example, crystal sound baths could potentially do it, possibly do it, certain light frequencies and certain light activations, but not just a number on a clock clicking. That's not a light frequency. Those are codes. They're not irrelevant. They're still important, but they're not activating your DNA. That's not how it works.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm sorry. I just completely think that's hogwash. Ridiculousness of unconsciousness. So, okay. But, you know, we have the ability within us to activate our DNA. There's no question about that. But the key is in the early stages, especially in the early stages of the first initial activations, many of the initial activations. I mean, I wasn't activating DNA for others until I had done well over 3 years of activating it, and I was in rooms with true masters, and I had an alien abduction, you know, in Maui, that was where I got my activations and the learnings. of how to do this. So I think in the early stages, you have to be with true masters who know how to lead you through it and hold and anchor in the high light frequencies, the higher, lighter frequencies of energy to really assist. Otherwise, you think that you look at a clock that says 222 or 555 or whatever, and you think that's an activation, and it's not. But it will lead you to a call like this where you can learn about it, or a room where it's happening, because it'll, that's guidance, right? That those codes do matter.
Yeah.
You see 222 or 555. That's your guidance saying, hey, I want you to wake up. I'm here helping
yeah.
you wake up. You know,
mm-hmm.
so anyway, not to discredit that.
No, and there's lots of things right now that are going on that are waking people up, right? And now they're starting to open up their eyes, they're starting to see things, they're starting to wonder and ask questions. So for those of us, you know, and I think most people who are on this call, you know, we've been on this journey for a little while. For those of us, you know, what's coming up for us as light workers and star seeds and way showers?
Yeah. So, well, here's the big thing is, What's gone on so far from 2012 until the end of 2016, the first waivers and the second waivers, well, first waivers were really online by 2011, 2012, first waivers.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say first waivers, that's the first wave of people who really knew that something big was happening, that there was a shift happening, and they were out there working mostly as healers, as intuitives, as readers, interpreting signs, clues, information, and energy from the non-physical realm and bringing it into the physical realm, anchoring it in, using our bodies to hold light and code,
mm-hmm.
awakening and activating the dormant potential, certainly within our DNA, within our unconscious mind. And at that time, by 2011, 2012, people were just still thinking, you know, does this mean the world's going to come to an end, which was all obviously hogwash. So that was the first wave. Now, the first waivers by 2012 were already actively doing healing work, actively engaged
mm-hmm.
as healers and teachers, many of us professional by that time, others just beginning to build their business or certainly doing it. Even if they were doing it volunteer with animals or friends or family, they were actively engaged as healers and teachers and readers, intuitives, et cetera, empaths, et cetera, working with the non-physical. Then by the end of 2012, or certainly by 2013, that's when the second waivers started to wake up. And second waivers were people who were like believers but not knowers.
Mm-hmm.
They believed. They were interested. They were playing with tarot cards. They were getting astrology readings. They were going to the healers and the first waivers. They were getting healers, you know, healings. They were listening in on telesummits. They were starting to awaken. They were buying telesummit packages. And they were saying, wow, I believe, right? By the end of 2016, even still overlapping now, second
mm-hmm.
waivers were all on board. They weren't believers anymore. They were beyond belief, right? You got
mm-hmm.
them on the – they're all on the call. Second waivers
yeah.
are beyond belief. They're already at a state of knowing. They're still developing their gifts, but they're playing with it. So they know it's real. They know it works. They're getting healings. They're getting readings. They're buying packages. They're using the gifts. They're activating their DNA. They're beyond belief. They're in knowing. Some of them are starting to set up businesses now, initial phases of starting it as a business, or maybe they're transitioning to start doing it part-time, or maybe they're just doing it for their friends and family. I work mostly. Most of my clients are second waivers. Most of them are second waivers.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I have a client right now. She just took a full-time workshop. She'd been working with me for, I guess she's done maybe three rounds of four package, sessions of four packages, and she does private sessions, and she does DNA activations with me, and she went to a class in England to learn mediumship. Right? That's not a class I teach.
Mm-hmm.
So she did it. I mean, I teach intuitive development, but I don't teach directly mediumship. So she wanted to learn that. And she said when she went to the class, no one else in the class could do it. They couldn't do it, but she excelled. She could do it so easily. And I knew that's mm-hmm. because she's done all the DNA activations. She's done all the sacred yeah. energy healing. So she was able to do it lickety-split, instant. Now, she came back from that class, and she's like, I'm ready to start doing this part-time. She's introducing it. She's doing it for friends, family, and neighbors. That's a second waiver, right?
Mm-hmm.
Second waivers are waking up now, and they're really awake. They're already past belief. Now, by the end of this year, 2017, and, you know, it's always tricky when you give a linear year, because my guidance says has said for a long time, somewhere at the end of 2017, all the second waivers would be 100% on board, actively engaged. So they're still trickling, right? But it was mostly mm-hmm. completed at the end of 2016, still trickling, overlap. And then somewhere between 2017, which is this year, obviously, and 2020, mm-hmm. third waivers would begin to awaken. So in other words, second waivers and third waivers overlapping this year. So what is a third waiver? Third waiver right now is still unconscious. Third waiver right now probably doesn't even believe. They're not even in belief state yet. Maybe now they're starting to be a little open to it, but they don't believe yet. They don't really believe. The third waiver, when the third waiver starts believing, that's when they start awakening. But they are getting awakening signs now. They're starting to realize things like, maybe our medical institution hasn't been honest with us. Maybe there is something beyond pharmaceutical drugs. They're starting mm-hmm. to say, maybe the school systems really are messed up. Maybe we do need to reform the school systems. They're certainly saying, maybe our government hasn't been telling us the truth. Maybe we need to relook at this. They're also saying, maybe there is more corruption than we've been told. Maybe there is something in Antarctica. Maybe mm-hmm. there is space programs that we haven't been told about. Maybe it is better to buy organics. Maybe I shouldn't keep buying. Maybe I should consider whether I want GMOs in my body. Now that's third waivers. That's how they start to awaken. So they're just awakening to higher truths, and they don't necessarily know that's a spiritual, metaphysical trigger. Those are triggers to awaken them
mm-hmm.
of what they're ready to receive. So that's kind of what we can expect, because come by 2020, certainly, you know, there's a whole window, but between 2017 and 2020, third waivers will begin to awaken. Well, what does that mean, begin to awaken? It's like what we were talking about, but how does that affect us? Here's what I can say, what's ahead for us. First of all, as I've been saying for a long time, this year is going to be a major year of disclosure, but not just this year, into the next 3 years for sure. This year, what you have is Saturn, the house, I'll go back to astrology here, you have Saturn in the house of Sagittarius. What is Sagittarius? Sagittarius is the thinker, the free thinker, the mind of God. So all the fire signs are, in a way, like the mind of God, the consciousness of God,
mm-hmm.
and or an aspect of consciousness. So this is when Saturn is the rebuilder. Saturn wants to rebuild. Saturn wants to restructure. Saturn wants to make something better, stronger.
Mm-hmm.
It'll tear down what's not good, but only because it's rebuilding something better. So in the mind of God, what Saturn does when it's in Sagittarius is it says, something's not right here. What's going on here? What needs to change? I think this needs to change. It's contemplating, right? It's changing consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the end of this year, Saturn will go into Capricorn. What is Capricorn? Capricorn is earth sign. So that's like the body of God. What is the body of God? Earth, oil, structures. What are the structures?
Mm-hmm.
The money system, the political system, the medical system, the school system, all the church, Roman Catholic Church, the religious organizations. So Saturn's going to
mm-hmm.
go in there after we've contemplated, all this stuff needs to change. And then it's going to go and change it. Because Capricorn, the body of God, male energy, do, do, do. So all of our systems are going to be restructured. But understand, Saturn is only rebuilding, renewing. It's not just tearing apart. So what you're going to see is all these systems are going to change. And this is, and it's going to change within us on a personal level. The way we take care of our bodies, because it's our bodies. Capricorn is our bodies. The way we take care of our homes, the way we take care of our property, the way we take care of our land, the way we take care of our neighbor, one another, because that is part of Capricorn. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
The way we educate ourselves.
So fascinating.
Yeah. It's all there.
And, you know, I just read something about 2018 where the some of the foundations are going to change. Some of the systems are going to change. And they're talking about the money, the finances, and religion, and I think healthcare, that they're going to change in 2018. I think, okay, that's, you know.
Yeah.
I hate to use the word collapse,
yeah,
but, you know, there's going to be changes. So we'll see what,
it's,
we'll see what happens.
It's 2018 and 2019. We are going to see so much dramatic change. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. It's very, very important to understand timelines. I've been talking about this for a long time. Not all experiences are going to be the same. So for some people, if when we say there's going to be change, fear is invoked in you. Oh, my God. That will be a fearful kind of experience. But if when we say, there's going to be so much change, you start thinking, and this is how I think, oh, my God, all the gold that's been taken from all the people that's stored up in the bunkers underground that nobody knows about, those gold bars, they're going to be returned to people. Maybe not the first year, maybe not immediately, but that's what's going to happen. In my, see, you understand there's different realities, different experiences based on collective belief systems. And those collective belief systems will be based on how much consciousness clearing someone has done. How much of the junk have you cleared out from your DNA? How much consciousness have you awakened within yourself to recognize the possibilities of greatness, the potentials of fabulousness and fantasticness? Because if you haven't cleared out enough and you're, what's immediately invoked is fear. There's a whole lot of people who will buy into the fear. Oh, my God, the systems are going to collapse. We're not going to have any money.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be taken apart. There's going to be hell bent loose on chaos on planet Earth. Oh, my God, the FEMA camps are going to take us all away. That is a timeline. That reality does exist. It is a potential.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who are anchored into fear, and fear-based programming, and who have not done a huge amount of clearing, that is an experience that many, at least at this point, are choosing. We still have time to transmute it. That's what's so beautiful. Because light workers can transmute all this stuff. And the more people are clearing and healing and resolving within themselves, they don't have to participate in that reality. And the fewer people buy into it, the more that timeline collapses. You understand? It doesn't have to be
absolutely
a reality. So that's why the more people believe and buy into, oh, there's gold underground in the bunkers, and that is true. That is an actual fact that the gold, the resources have been stolen from humanity and stored up, that's part of the restructuring, that stuff will be returned to humanity. That's an absolute real reality. That is an absolute real timeline. Many spiritualists have called that Saint Germain's gold, Saint Germain's fund, right? So that timeline definitely does exist. And there's other timelines, too. There's other potentials. So this is why becoming more conscious is so important. And by the way, I know some of this might sound pretty crazy, but you know, my classes and workshops, I've been teaching about this. So I know that people in my community know about this. And it doesn't sound so foreign and strange at all. It sounds like every day, you know, it's, you know.
Yes.
It's
normal, you know.
Yeah.
Especially about having the different timelines, you know, that is true. That exists. There are different timelines for anything that you can conceive.
Right.
You know, and then
understand that timeline. Timelines are based on the collectives. So what the collective mm-hmm. group of people agree to, if a collective group of people agree to something unconsciously or consciously, you know, either way, enough of people, their collective consciousness creates that reality together. That's what a timeline mm-hmm. is.
Yeah, but you don't have to buy into, you know, whatever you don't want to buy into. So, you know, I'm the kind of person who does not buy into a lot of those fear-based programming and fear-based whatever is happening. You know, it's like,
right.
I don't buy into
that. I mean,
first
waivers and second waivers typically are not, that's why we're here, to clear
mm-hmm.
those belief systems, because we don't have to buy into them and we don't have to
mm-hmm.
believe them. My role as a spiritual teacher, my role as a, you know, like an emissary of the divine or a channel of information from the non-physical realm, is to present choices, right? To
mm-hmm.
present
yeah.
the highest truths from a non-judgmental, non-dualistic place, from that perspective of here's, you know, just the higher truth of possibilities
mm-hmm.
and potentials. And then with consciousness, people get to choose, because if people don't know what the choices
yeah, exactly.
are, how can they make a choice? And it's not like this kind of choice is going to come on the mainstream TV. It doesn't. It's
no,
people are not being given. By the way, conscious consent is incredibly important. And people on planet Earth have been denied conscious consent. They have been deliberately lied to and manipulated. So they don't have conscious consent. I mean, it's not conscious consent when you're forced to sign waivers and there's bylaws and trilaws and things hidden, secret, and covert that you're not even aware of. And, you know,
mm-hmm,
refer
yeah.
to contract number 52 on page 52, and page 52 tells you, oh, refer to that other contract which is stored up somewhere else, and then that contract refers you somewhere else. It's all such roped, you know, roped and manipulated, lied to. They're not getting the truth. And obviously we know the mass media is complete propaganda. There's the only
mm-hmm.
fake news. The only fake news is the news that's delivered through CNN and those other news channels that are on television. So
yeah.
this is why I present this. It's not to say you have to have a bad experience or an experience where everybody, you know, goes broke and the systems collapse. It's to say you have a choice. We all have a choice, and what's required of us to have the highest perspective is consciousness, is to know
mm-hmm.
and say, oh, I'm not choosing
yeah.
that. And then we just, it's so simple as energetically aligning through the healing process to remove fear, to remove slave programming, to remove the indoctrination to the 3D reality, to the physical reality
mm-hmm.
based on duality and separation. Does that make sense?
It does, absolutely. Oh, yeah. And there's, you know, right now, so I was just thinking, Lori, is there something that you can do generally for all of us, like an activation or a healing or something, so that we are more free to choose, we are more able to discern for ourselves what is truth and what is not?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's lots of activations
yeah.
to do.
Yeah, I know.
Obviously.
It's like, oh, okay,
I mean,
which one, right?
You know, one thing I definitely would love to talk about is the package, because those activations
mm-hmm.
are in there, right? The transformational energy
yes.
healing. And I know, are we going to
yes.
take some questions? Because every time someone asks questions, I do healing based on whatever comes up. I mean, we can do a group
absolutely.
Healing, but usually what happens for me what's been happening lately for me, when someone says, can we do a healing, I sort of feel like, all right, we can do a healing, but understand it's just not a pill. It's not like we can just take
mm-hmm.
a pill so that, oh, suddenly everything's fine. Everything is
yeah.
fine. And we have a lot of clearing to do on planet Earth. That's why it's not
yeah.
an overnight process. That's why so many people are like, well, where are the changes everyone's talking about? Well,
mm-hmm.
if you don't see the changes, it means you have to do more clearing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying you, but I mean everybody. And it's just
oh, yeah,
it's not
sure.
a pill. It's something we do a lot of. So anyway,
yeah.
do we want to, are there any questions or comments? I know I've been talking for a long time, so I don't know if we have any
hands
raised.
Oh, yes, we definitely have some. Oh, yes, we have hands raised. We have some questions on the Q&A as well. So,
all right. So, yeah, because then we can go, we can do plenty of healing based on what the collective of the group wants, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So why don't we start with some of those questions?
Okay. Perfect. So let's go to phone number ending in 5660. 5660. I'm going to unmute you. 1 second.
Hi.
Hello. Hi,
Hi, Lori.
Hey.
Hey, I'm so excited to talk to you. I've texted you a couple of times in the past. I'm doing really, really well.
That's awesome. What's your name?
Cindy.
Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Yes. Hi. Hi. Yeah, I'm one of Marilyn's students, and Emery is yours. And I just love you all so much, and
oh,
so excited
awesome.
To be on the call today. And, yeah, I'm actually just rebranding myself right now from being a hairdresser, and I just thought you might be really excited to hear I'm in my about 8th month of a 2-year program to do the equine gestalt therapy, the horse therapy.
Oh, wonderful. That's beautiful.
So, yeah, I'm super excited. It's going to be a big transformation because I'm already 61, but, you know, you just said age doesn't matter.
Yeah. It really doesn't, you know. You just, I would definitely recommend age clearing programming for those of us, because those of us who are a little bit older in terms of linear years, we are literally meant to clear the aging programs. That's part of the gift for us, because we were willing to come in earlier so that we could anchor in the light here, and because we needed more time to do it in terms of linear time, we were going to go through some aging, but the gift that's to be given to us is to undo the aging, which sounds so out there, but it's really not. It's so readily available to us within that DNA.
And I feel like I'm just getting started.
Yeah, you know? But I mean, I know it feels like you're just being getting started, and I remember saying that. I remember saying that only like a few years ago even, and I had already been doing it for 10 years. The more you do, the faster it happens. It really is. It's only your ego mind that says you're just getting started, because in a way you are, but everything's in you. So as you're awakening, as you're activating energetically, it just all starts coming online very quickly. These high-frequency energies... They do so much
really
for you.
Deep soul work. And, have cleared out some old legal issues and just done a ton of clearing, a ton of data, a lot of stuff. So I just was kind of wondering if you saw anything else that we could maybe, if that's what you think we could clear. And, well, and I totally get that it takes work. It's layers of onions, you know. But.
Yeah, I mean, it takes work, but at the same time, it's really fast. Energy moves really fast. So, all right, well, so there's always stuff. But so you're just starting your business, Cindy, right? And you're getting certified in some kind of like horse healing, right?
Well, yeah, I'm working with people, being a healer. Like, I've been a hairdresser for 35 years, and I do a lot of essential oils. I've been trying to get that business off the ground.
Is this Penny? I said Cindy, but it's Penny.
No, it's Cindy.
Oh, Cindy. Okay. I thought you were someone else with the oils. All right. Well, here's what's coming in very clear. I mean, what I can feel over when I'm talking with you is over the energy, over the heart center, there's still some blockage area there. It's not heavy. It's not bad. It's just that we want to open your heart center more. So, and this is going to just allow, you know, for a deeper level of just love. Obviously, heart center is always love and compassion. And as we do clearing and healing in that area, we also open up to give and receive love to ourselves and others even more. Plus, we let go of grief, old stored up grief. And I will say this now, my eyes are closed and I'm just tuning in more to your field. And something that's coming in very clearly, not only from your guides, but just from higher consciousness, is like I can see you just working with people's hair. It's almost like the words are translating, maybe not right, but like mad scientist working with people's hair. You're like you're just really doing artwork, you know, like mad scientist artwork, like what's that word? Could you just please give it to me? It's like eccentric, like a part of you is like a little bit of an eccentric in you. And what they're saying is this is just connected to you through lineage, that that part of you that's both an artist, eccentric, super, like mad scientist, but incredibly brilliant is what they're saying. And they're saying, your brilliance, that's where I was supposed to go with the brilliance. Your brilliance is still yet to be fully revealed. And more of your brilliance is going to come out and be exposed in really a good and fabulous way. And I do see a lot of horses around you. And it's almost like some of them are saying, they're showing me blinders. It's like they're saying, take the blinders off, because this is really – and also there's another aspect, too, that's being shown to me, like an oyster shell. Like, in other words, the pearls within you are going to be exposed. This is all really beautiful. Like, it's just so much going to come out of you is what it is. And it's like you've been not – your own brilliance has not been fully recognized, that you carried this, these aspects within you for so long, and they're really meant to come out. And this is such a beautiful thing. And, you know, I would call you just such a beautiful, fabulous second waver awakening. And remembering, there's no better or worse. It's just how we help one another. So anyway, what they want to do is this is heart-centered clearing. And I'm just going to shift out of your field as much into the collective group here for everyone listening live in delayed playback. So we're going to do a heart-centered clearing for everyone. We're already moving some stuff out. So for everyone who wants to receive this healing, what we'd like here is for you to just, you know, drop down into that heart center. And what that means really is you just let yourself close your eyes if you're able to, and allow yourself to take some deep, comfortable breaths in through the nose, down into the belly, expanding the chest, the back, the lungs, the heart center with the breath of love. You're breathing in love in through your nose, big, huge, full breaths of love into the body, allowing yourself to surrender to the breath of the love. And this puts us in a state of receivership. This allows us to prepare for receiving. And we already have incredible benevolent beings coming around us. They've been with us, sort of waiting on the sidelines, but they're coming full center, and they're surrounding every one of us who's ready to receive. And so those of us who are breathing and giving permission with our conscious consent, so our minds are just saying, yes, thank you. We can also say, I'd like to receive the maximum benefits, which are for my highest and greatest benefit. You're just giving consent in that way, right? And you're breathing, surrendering. And what these teams are doing from the non-physical realm, spirit doctor teams, benevolent galactic shamans with whom I work regularly, the archangelic realm coming forward, of course, Archangel Michael and all the archangels coming forward, Saint Germain here, and Melchizedek has been showing up a lot more, Archangel Melchizedek coming forward a lot more lately to assist here. They're surrounding each and every one of us who are participating today. Now we're breathing, giving our consent, and as they surround us, they're locating us from within our heart center and around our heart centers, any and all heaviness and dross, any and all sadness and grief, any and all sorrow, upset, tears, anywhere we've been suppressed, repressed, denied, all the grief from being made less than, everywhere we've been squashed. We've been taught that we're inferior, woo-woo, ridiculous, spiritual crap, mumbo-jumbo, all the lies we've been told about who we truly are. Wherever that resonates in and around us, they're locating that, from particularly our heart center, but anywhere it exists in and around each and every one of us giving our consent. They're locating this now. They're taking any and all help necessary to do this. And, of course, Divine Source, the highest, clearest, purest, Divine Source of all that is overlooking us now, over watching this and witnessing all of this healing taking place as it's being located. It's being most lovingly, most gently, most compassionately cleared from us, taken from us, lifted, removed, dissolved, transformed into love and light. Spirit Doctor Team, most benevolently banishing all of it. Banishing and deactivating all of the life force of all of this stuff, scrambling all these frequencies so they can never cause harm again, so they can never, ever weigh us down or be heavy on our hearts, weigh heavy within us or around us. As they're taking this away, They're transmuting it into love and light. And divine source of all that is, of course, is providing healing. Healing and resolution for each and every one of us. And this healing and resolution that's coming to us now is working in us and through us, through all dimensions, through all time, through all space, through all realities, in an omnidirectional way. And so each and every one of us giving our consent as we're breathing and receiving, it's happening now. And I'm going to get out of the way. This divine source is going to amplify this, and my voice, my consciousness needs to get out of the way while this is being done. So there'll be a few moments of silence while it's being completed in the highest and best ways possible, and only as is for the highest and greatest good of all concerned, remembering, of course, that each unique individual will only receive that which is uniquely appropriate for them and for their highest and best. All right, let me step out of the way while Source completes this work now. Wake it to God. What the God? Clearing away everything that would stand in the way of this healing. Yes, yes, yes. You're giving your consent. You're breathing. You're receiving. You're noticing. Whatever you notice is fine. Yes, yes, yes. Nice. A little more here. Yes, yes, yes. The Order of Melchizedek is spoken. Order of Melchizedek coming through. Blessing all the healers, instilling within every one of the healers who are present here now, additional activations from the Order of Melchizedek. With consent, High Self is giving consent wherever possible. Your consciousness is just saying, yes, thank you. Assuming you consent. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Remembering here for each and every one of us, we work for God. We do not work for money. We do not work for bosses. We do not work for anyone else. We work for God. Money is paid to us through the work that we do from God. From divine source, reinstalling, reaffirming. Nice. Good. Spirit Doctor Team and Benevolent Galactic Shamans, Divine Reiki Masters, just doing an activation in the heart center particularly now. Okay, so we're going to hear some funky energy coming from me, some funky sounds. And if you're willing to receive this heart-centered activation, you're just going to keep breathing in the heart center. Breathe. Breathe and notice. There it goes. Nice. Nice. There it is. Nice. And it's just filtering through the entire field. Nice. There we go. Good. Okay. I got the joy tap. This is done for now. All right, good. Cindy, how are you?
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much, Lori.
Awesome.
That was very powerful.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. Keep me posted on how everything goes.
I promise. I promise.
Thanks.
God bless.
Yeah,
wonderful. Thank you, Cindy.
I love when I hear feedback, and I get emails regularly from people who, you know, they get an activation. And then suddenly, like, I just recently had an email from a gentleman who I had met while I was traveling, and I was on a beach, and he was telling me how much his back had been hurting his whole life. And, you know, back pain's pretty common these days with people.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, he had gone to acupuncturists, and he had gone to energy workers, and I mean, I knew at that moment, like, he was meant to meet me, right? That was like he was looking for something. And so I just, you know, right then on the beach, I just gave him a healing. You know, if someone's lucky to meet me in person. I don't sit there and say, hey, you need a session. I just tend to do what I need to do in that moment. Anyway, I didn't even think I'd ever hear from him again. I gave him a healing. It was maybe 15 or 20 minutes, kind of like what we just did. Or, well, I don't know, whatever right. I did then. It's never me. It's me getting out of the way so Source can do its work. And I just gave, you know, I gave him my card. Like, if you know, let me know how it goes. And I was so grateful because he, of course, wrote me back. And he was like, you can't believe this. The next morning I woke up, I couldn't believe all my back pain was gone. And he was like, this is like a 70-year-old man. Maybe 60, whatever. So, and he's like, I thought it would come back. I still thought it would come back. I thought that was like just, you know, the luck of the morning. This is what he wrote in the email. And he's like, no, it's been months since we met and no back pain. And years.
Nice.
And I have stories like this all the time. Like when I was at the Conscious Life Expo, I met this gentleman who I had met the year before. The year before, he came to my booth at the expo. He did a little reading with me. He got a healing. The next morning, he felt so much better. His wife was very sick, and they were having a lot of problems. This is a much older gentleman, maybe in his 80s. I don't know. Maybe even older. And he came to my DNA activation at the expo a year ago. And then I didn't see him for another year. I saw him at this expo a year later. And he said, my whole life changed after that. My body healed. I didn't even know this when I met him. He had some kind of terminal illness. And here it is a year later, and the doctors told him he was completely healed. And he said he didn't do anything else with anyone else. So he knew that it was from the little mini 20 minutes in the booth with me and then the DNA activation that he did in the workshop. And he's a 97, or I don't know how old he is, I'm exaggerating. You know, a 90, 80, 70, I don't know how old he was, but he's an older man, much older gentleman.
Yeah.
That's wow. I love stories like that. I love
absolutely.
People.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Very cool.
So we do have more questions and more
callers.
All right,
let's do another. Do you want to do the package first or what?
Yeah, let's do the package first. So if you're on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And if you're on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Lori12. That's LORI 12. All right, let me just open it up here. And so this is Lori's package. And there's like eight items in the package. Lori, you can talk about all of them or some of them as you wish.
Yeah, so this package, I'm just taking a look at it now as well. So this is actually, there's a lot of stuff in here.
Mm-hmm.
It's listed as eight items, but many
yes.
of them are multiple items. So okay. the whole package is valued at $1,100, and I know we're offering it today at $97.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, over $1,000 savings. The first item is a mastermind group coaching call. So that's where mastermind, you know, people get to get on the call and we get to talk about very high level stuff that's not very advanced stuff that's not readily available to the mainstream. And that call was valued or is valued at $200. And the second item is really about developing your intuitive and empathic gifts, talents, and abilities, and really connecting with your high self, aligning with your I am presence, your God self. And there's an hour-long meditation with healing energy. So that's actually three MP3s.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's over 2 hours of content, a full hour meditation with healing energy. The third item is, I call it like a package within a package, because this whole package could be that. If you like the Akashic Records, if you know what they are, which the records are basically what stores up everything, all information and wisdom and energy that you ever need, anything that you need, you can find in your own records. This is a package where you get led into accessing your records, plus you get a healing. So there's two MP3s in there. One is the class, and one is the healing meditation, where you go into your records and you get healing. And then there's also the third item in that particular package, part of the package, is a PDF download with the Akashic Records prayer. So you have that. And once you have that prayer, you can always open your records.
Mm-hmm.
The prayer you need to open your records. And then product four is a sacred energy activations call for pets and people. So in this call, which is a two-hour call, it has the class content and then is 1 hour, and then the energy healing is 1 hour. These are the energy healing things that activate this dormant potential, and this is particularly focused on animals, but it's us too. It's not, you don't have to have an animal to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly you can include the animal kingdom and be of service to animals globally, even if you don't have an animal. And you're led through that. I mean, you learn so much in these calls. You just learn so much, too. You get so many activations and healing, and you learn how to use your gifts. And this is stuff I had to spend a lifetime doing and pay so much money. This is an incredible offer. Okay, well, then product five is a manifestation and healing circle with the DNA activations. So you get the DNA activations in this. That's 3 hours as well, 3 hours of content in this alone. So there's 2 hours of coaching and content, and then the hour or 90 minutes. Actually, this is 3.5 hours, this one. 90-minute meditation with energy healing and the DNA activations. Then the product six is the speed activations. So speed activations are really quick. They're 30 minutes, 25 to 30 minutes. They're great for doing, you know, right before bed or, you know, lunchtime, first thing in the morning. You can listen to them pretty much any time, and these have the ancient templates of wisdom. So every time I do speed activations, I do quick activations. Ancient mm-hmm. templates of wisdom are really incredible because they awaken your inner wisdom. Okay, and then product seven is also focused on animal lovers, but really you can use this on yourself. Remember, humans are animals. So even if you don't have an animal companion or you don't work with animals, an item like this will really help with any healer or any intuitive. It's called 11 Ways to Have a More Magnificent Relationship with Your Animal Companions. It's certainly great for animal communicators or energy healers of every kind.
Mm-hmm.
It's about tapping into more of the esoteric gifts and tools that you can use when working with any other living being. So, and then product eight is a very powerful self-love healing call. Because in my belief system, the root cause of every issue that humanity is facing is from a lack of self-love. I mean, it is from a lack of consciousness, but consciousness is love. Like, consciousness is the greatest gift, in my opinion, we can give to another, we can share with another. And the consciousness around the topic of self-love is the ultimate healer. So this is for animals and people, and it's I think it's 90-minute MP3. So that's the package, and together there's, if I were to count up the hours in here,
there's a lot.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. It's probably at least 15. No, I'd say there's almost 20 hours of content in this package. You own it. It's downloadable. That means you can listen to it as often as you want and whenever you want. It's a lot of content. And I've decided that I'm going to be looking at all the packages that I offer on telesummits going forward, and I will not give this much content.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the last time you'll see this package ever, ever. It's the only time it's ever been available on this summit. And going forward, when I do summits, I'm probably going to give one or two items. That's it. Mm-hmm. Because I think that they're so valuable. And I always prided myself on over-giving. But some part of me, as a result of the eclipses, has shifted. And it's saying, you need to value these at what they're really worth. Which means you'd probably get maybe an hour or two for the $97 at most, and even still, that would still be a huge, huge value. So I recommend, if you're interested in this, if you feel aligned with it, if you like what you have heard so far and the energy we did so far, there's lots more of it in here. I highly recommend it. And
absolutely.
Yeah, please take advantage.
And, you know, like Lori said, there's almost 20 hours of content, but it's not just content as in speaking, it's healing and activations as well, you know.
Right.
So, and I know that with the way Lori works is that everything she does is embedded with or infused with healing energy. So just, you know, when you're listening to it, just know that you are receiving healing at a deeper level as well, not just the surface knowledge, you know, it's deep wisdom and healing at the same time.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, so please do take a look at it, and that is available again at awakentohappinessnow.com/Lori12. And like Lori said, she's not going to be giving away or offering these types of packages anymore. So this much content and, you know, so much information and energy healing at this price, especially, she will not be offering anymore. So take a look at that and see how that resonates with you. All right, so we have some questions, lots of questions. Okay, so I have a question on the Q&A from EJ, I think in New Jersey. And she says that she would like to experience much more harmonious relationships and love in her life. And this is the other side to what she's experiencing now. So I would like to transmute this and release the stress from my face and body. Interesting.
And her name is EJ?
Yeah, that's what I got.
Okay.
It's EJ. EJ in New Jersey. Mm-hmm.
All right. So what I'm going to offer EJ is a little bit of coaching. Here's the thing with relationships. So whenever we have relationship issues, the only relationship problem that we really have is with ourselves. And every person who we have a relationship problem is just showing us where we fail to love and accept ourselves. So they'll show us because they're willing to play the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
So they will mirror back to us and show us exactly the voice that's in our mind of what we're saying to ourselves and what the thoughts are that we think to ourselves and about ourselves. And they'll also show us what we're thinking about them. So they'll amplify, and it'll be amplified. So whatever they're saying or doing, they're just simply saying or doing the very thoughts that are in your mind, either about yourself or them. I know that's not always an easy pill to swallow. But what they're really doing is teaching you, us, how to love ourselves better. So this becomes really challenging when people are not being nice to us, or when people are being cruel or insensitive or uncaring or mean, cruel, whatever it is. But the highest truth, and that's my job, that's my, what I always have been interested in, is delivering the highest truth I possibly can, which is why I tap into Divine Source and I give me the highest, I always ask, give me the highest, clearest, purest truth. I want the truth, even if the truth doesn't always feel so good. I want the truth so that I can help, so that I can make change for the better. So if you're willing to, EJ, what I would recommend is when you're challenged in these relationships is, number one, to recognize, oh, if let's say the person is saying to you, you know, whatever they're saying or doing, you want to ask in your mind, what is the voice that I need to hear instead? And how can I take whatever they're saying or doing and actually give myself what I need from them? And how is it that I could give myself or say to myself whatever words I wish that they would say to me?
Mm.
And then actually say it to yourself. So if they say, I'll say something really simple, which, you know, just for simplicity. Let's say they say, you're mean, you're a bad person. And maybe inside of you, you want to be told, well, I'm really nice, I'm kind, I'm caring. What I want you, and I'm a good person. Then what I would like you to do is, as soon as you are not in their presence, the very moment, you can just get quiet in yourself, and especially if you have a mirror, it's even better. I want you to say it to yourself. EJ, I acknowledge you. I acknowledge you. You're a kind person. You're caring. You're loving. And you're a good person. And you put your hand on your heart when you say that. You close your eyes if you need to, or I'll say it in the mirror, looking in your eyes, and say it until you mean it, you believe it, and you embody it. So you may have to say it 50 million times.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you, before you know it, that will be the voice that's mirroring back to you and the people around you. And if they're being mean to you, cruel to you, or they're not helping you, or maybe you need help with something, and they're whatever it is, I want you to start doing that for you. Doing what it is that you need from them or want from them. Give it to yourself. That will very quickly shift the relationships. And the other thing, if you're able to, and I know this is even harder, but with every one of those relationships, if you're able to just say to them in your mind, either thank you, I release you. If you can remember to say, you just thank them because they just showed you something that you need to change in yourself, right, to love yourself better. Or else if you can't say thank you, if you can say, I forgive you, that's good, right? I forgive you, please forgive me. That's it. Let's forgive one another. Because cruelty, meanness, whatever the problems are, they exist because somehow the two souls are entangled to teach one another some kind of lesson. And that the freedom from the entanglement needs forgiveness, right? So if you can forgive them, you can forgive yourself for the entanglement, for whatever happened. And if even that's too hard, which hopefully it's not, because forgiveness is freedom. Forgiveness equals freedom and liberation from those who have caused you pain. That is what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is the only ticket to freedom. And not the only ticket, let's say. It is the ticket. It's not the only, but it is the ticket to freedom from people who have caused you pain. It's the only way to live. I'm saying only because I really believe it's the ultimate way to forgive, to free yourself from people who have caused pain, is to forgive yourself and them. So you can say that in your mind or out loud. They don't have to be present for that, by the way. You're the one who has to know it. And the third thing, even if those two, thank you, I forgive you, please forgive me. You don't have to say sorry. I don't like the word I'm sorry. I don't like that in Ho'oponopono. I know a lot of people love it, but the words I'm sorry, what are you, a sorry person? You can apologize. That's cool. I apologize if you want to. But you're not a sorry being. You're a God being. You're God incarnate, remembering yourself, right? You're love. You're the embodiment of love, reclaiming the love that you are. So even if I forgive you or thank you, might be challenging if you can't do that. A great word is namaste. So namaste. Namaste every person you meet with your mind. Namaste. Because if you namaste them, namaste means I honor the soul in you. The soul in me honors the soul in you. So brain to brain, thought to thought, in your mind, you simply say namaste. Because you're trying to free yourself from these painful relationships. And these are the tickets. These are the way to do it. Okay, I hope that's helpful.
Beautiful. Thank you. And thank you, EJ, because that's really powerful information that Lori just shared with all of us, you know. So thank you for that. Thank you for asking that question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say I'm teaching a self-love class. I mean, we're 4 weeks into it now. And it's just so amazing. This is part of what we're, you know, doing in there, this kind of work, and much more, because we're doing energy healing and incredible meditations and healing our inner child and all kinds of wonderful stuff. Ascension, though, it's an ascension self-love class. It's not just a basic self-love class. So we're getting codes and tools and all kinds of incredible things, but it's so powerful. We underestimate how some so simple can be so powerfully transformational. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Thank you. All right, so we're going to go back to the phone lines. We're going to go to for a quick call to phone number ending in 1770. 1770.
Hi. Hi. Sorry. Hi, Alara. This is Colette.
Hi, Colette.
Colette.
Oh.
Hi, Colette.
Surprise me. Hi, you lady. Oh, wow. This is a really wonderful, good call. I'm right there with you. Every time Lori says something, I go, yep, I agree.
Awesome.
About saying sorry, I never liked saying that. I'd rather use the word apologize. I'm really, resonating with pretty much everything you're saying.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I know Lori, through her having packages and other stuff. Today I'm going to talk about kitty cats. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Got a question about, I had gotten two new little kitties. Actually, they're more like 6 months old. My brother had kitties. So I took two in because he was trying to find homes for them. And I have an elderly cat at home, Millie. I already did they all know each other now. I did the gradually meeting each other stuff. But Millie is, seems like Millie is kind of going downhill a little bit on me. And I'm not sure if it's emotional or physical, but she's been kind of throwing up her food. And Millie's black and white, good sized cat.
Okay,
is there anything you can
do? I'm sorry, because there's just a little bit
of distraction.
I gave
you a lot of information,
around.
I'm sorry.
I apologize. No. I usually can totally handle it, but there was some distraction came in. I apologize. So Millie
okay.
is one cat, and your
Millie's
tell me
my
your
older
name.
Kitty. I've had Millie.
Colette.
Millie's my older
and
kitty.
Millie.
Yes, my name is Colette.
And Millie's the older kitty, and who's the second kitty?
I got two little kitties, which is Isabella and Amber.
Okay.
And I get this feeling that now that I got new kitties and new energy, I did a lot of new things for the new year, like Alara did. not change names, but, bringing in I just wanted some new fun energy in the home. And I have a feeling that Millie, I just wanted to have you check in before I tell you what I feel about it. But I don't know whether to take Millie to the vets or if it's emotional or if it's just because she's kind of throwing up food. She doesn't do that much, and she does have some other bad habits too, like, leaving presents everywhere. But it seems like she's kind of
inappropriate pooping.
Yeah, peeing. I get real. Oh, it's so annoying. But I try talking to her about it. But my thing is maybe we can maybe you can just find out what's going on with her. I don't know how.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to do here. I have everything I need. So
good.
Colette, I want you to take a big deep breath in through your nose, down into your belly, and let's all just sync up because there's a lot of cats and a human, and it's 5 minute call. So we want to give you the best we can give you.
I get it. Yes, I appreciate it.
Yeah. So this is what I'm picking up directly from Millie. And I'm looking for the word because it's not what she's giving me, I understand, and I need the English word, and she doesn't know it. So I'm just asking guidance. What is that word of what? Oh, thank you. Okay, so... And there's something else there, too. What is the other one? It's like she's giving me the information, but she doesn't have the English words for it either. So I'm asking guidance to translate it because it's hard for me to translate it. Okay, thank you. All right. I definitely do think you need to bring her to a holistic vet. And I will tell you what's coming up. First, irritable bowel syndrome. IBS, and then potentially Crohn's and colitis.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if that's absolutely accurate. Your cat is showing me what's going on with her body. She didn't give me those words. But when I asked the non-physical guidance around us, my guides and my spirit doctor team that helps me with medical things, related things, I didn't even do a scan on her. I just went to communication. So if I go and do a scan, I will see this better. And I with you, energetically, I'm tuned into your body. I can feel all the belly center is really tight, entangled in knots. So this is what I'm translating it. Now, I'm not a diagnostic, but I am a medical intuitive. That's what I'm picking up. I would bring her to a holistic vet, and I would have her checked, and I would pursue healing with her with a holistic practitioner along with energy healing for animals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, and you need energy healing because it's stress. It's stress and anxiety that's sort of, you know, it's not really, it's meant to be released and healed. So it's not like you can't release it and heal it. It's like you've got a lot of consciousness, Colette. You're going through a lot of awakening very quickly.
Yes.
And this energy needs to be shifted out of the field. And so part of why your cat, Millie, is puking, in a sense. Hold on, there's just one other thing coming through here. Leaky gut. Leaky gut.
Dear. Mm-hmm.
So now these are not things that are unhealable.
Oh,
okay?
I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But these are things that are showing up. It's all in the gut area, the belly center. And, and you know, obviously the lower extremities. So we need energy clearing. If I had an hour with you, or, I mean, certainly the sacred energy activations for people and animals will definitely help, that kind of energy work. But what we really need to do, right now I'm just more in diagnostics and in communication, because that's where you went, like, what's going on there? Do I need to bring her to a vet? So that's where I went. But energetically, I'm not a fan of chakras, because in fifth dimension you don't need chakras. They're energy cords to the lower dimension. But you're still in. You need to clear out those chakra centers. Buttocks, tailbone, reproductive, belly center. That's what's blocked for you and for Millie energetically, because you guys are linked. There are some beautiful, holistic, physical remedies that will help. For example, we're just clearing. Even by mentioning it, a little bit of it's being cleared now already. You need to practice, like, a lot of deep breathing and relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely I would get some. Let me just, I'm getting quiet for the word to come to me, the right word. I'm being shown the product. Colostrum. Colostrum for both you and your cat.
Okay.
You need to get some Intestinu. Is a product that helps with leaky gut. Intestinu. That's not so much for cats, but for you.
I have leaky gut. That's what you're saying?
I think you do. I think
well,
I'm getting that you do.
Food allergies and all. Okay.
Yeah, food allergies. So you just validated it right there. Human, the natural, original, divine blueprint is not meant to have food allergies, right? We're not meant to be sick. But leaky gut comes from energetically, you know, it's sort of like... sometimes it's from oversharing, but it's the need to overshare because we're not being properly received and validated, right?
Wow.
So So, I mean, if I had hours with you, I think you should do healing sessions. Like, that's what you need, right, for you and for your cat, so that you can get to this, so that you can energetically heal it quick, fast, and effective. And in a most loving way, where you're fully supported and fully received, and where you have your needs met, because this is stemming from, Colette, where you haven't had your needs met. And yes, these other two cats were a wonderful way to bring in more love and joy that you've needed. So there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that Millie is holding space to help you still see these needs need to be addressed, and there are needs there. And so she's kind of, in a way, towing the line to show you what needs to be addressed and what's underneath there. And so I hope this is helpful. I would bring her to a vet, but please make sure it's a holistic vet, not purely allopathic, right? And then seek, don't go the I don't think you need the pharmaceutical route. I'm not a big fan of that, except in emergencies. I really see that this is very healable. I don't see it to be anything to be afraid of. I see it as an opportunity for healing, and I see Millie saying, you know, if you get to this rather quickly, you know, not like with fear, but just with an intention to heal, like, what's the highest and best possibility for Millie and for you, that it can be totally resolved. And like I said, if I had a lot more time with you, I'd definitely go into the healing. But at least I feel like we did a good job of getting to what's key,
issues.
Yeah?
That is so wonderful. You really pinpoint. And I do feel vibrations going on in my gut area, I guess you could say. Yeah, so thank you. You did something.
Yeah, just some of the surfacey energy of it has shifted too. So that's good. Practice breathing, getting out in nature, taking time, moving slower. Yeah?
Right. Yeah, I hope she can calm down now that she got the message to me. She can relax a little. We can get on to the next stage of, yes, thank you so much.
Well, I think they are very good at calming down when they know that you get the message, but it won't go away until the appropriate actions are taken. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, and I'll be listening to this again to get write down everything you say.
Oh, good. Yes, listen and
I know how to get a hold of you, Lori. I can get a hold of you, so I know how to do it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. Awesome.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Colette. All right. So, Lori, can we take one more quick caller?
Yeah. Let's do one more.
All right. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 2116.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. This is Kate. And
hi, Kate. I'm so sorry about your father.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I wrote in because my father passed away about 2 months ago, 10 weeks ago, and I kind of dropped everything and flew across the country and have been here. Like, he left just a huge, huge mess of so much things to deal with, and I've just felt so overwhelmed and stressed, and just any kind of help with my energy of that overwhelm and stress. And I see that it's a pattern also of stress in my life, and I really want to end that pattern of stress, and just any help would be so appreciated. I'm on this little island that does not have very good energy, and the house doesn't have good energy, and it's just been a really difficult, overwhelming time.
Mm. Oh, Kate, I'm so sorry to hear about your father's crossing, and I mean, I know that you know from being on a call like this that they never really do leave us.
Mm-hmm.
But that I understand we experience the loss, and I'm so sorry for any and all grief, and certainly for the overwhelm and the stress. So this is a good way for us to do a final healing on the call for everybody, because even though not everybody has lost a loved parent, many people have lost an animal companion, or we've lost someone or something we've loved, and we've certainly all been feeling various degrees of overwhelm and stress.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do a healing on this. And we just ask once again that everybody who'd like to receive this healing, as is uniquely appropriate for you as a unique individualized being, that you put yourself in a state of receivership by just surrendering. So how do we do that? Breathe in through the nose, down into the belly. Close your eyes if you're able to. Yeah, we're already moving some energy out. It's definitely pretty heavy. So you're breathing in through the nose, and you're breathing love in. You're breathing in love into the body. Full breaths of love, letting the body relax as much as possible, letting the breath of love bring a sense of homeostasis and calm to the body. Breathe deep, full breaths of love into the body. And when your eyes close, if it's safe for them to close, follow the breath so that you feel this love coming into your body. And with your mind, you're giving consent for the healing that's about to take place. And once again, Spirit Doctor Team stepping forward, Benevolent Galactic Shamans, the Archangelic Realm, of course, Saint Germain, of course, is here, and Archangel Melchizedek stepping forward again. And, of course, Divine Source, Infinite Source, Divine Pure Infinite Love, Light Consciousness, absolute pure love coming forward now. Pure consciousness from the higher realms, from the non-physical world, coming forward to surround and infuse each and every one of us with absolute, pure, infinite, unconditional love, unconditional acceptance, unconditional patience, unconditional allowance, unconditional pure love and compassion, surrounding and infusing each and every one of us now with these healing energies. And as Divine Source is infusing us and surrounding us embodying us in this love, the Spirit Doctor team, the benevolent beings of love and light, are now locating from within and around each and every one of us all this overwhelm, the overwhelm from our recent weeks, days, weeks, and months of linear time, years, lifetimes of overwhelm, lifetimes of stress, all the stress we've been enduring through the shift, through the evolutionary shift, egoic stress, mind stress, stress of loss, grief, anxiety. Divine Source is overseeing this process as the Spirit Doctor team and benevolent galactic shamans and archangels locate all of the programming, the imprints, the explants, the implants in and around us, the infusions of overwhelm and stress and anxiety and grief and loss. And as they locate this from within and around us, they now are most gently, most lovingly, with all help necessary, they're taking it away. They're banishing it all, and all the spirits associated with it, and deactivating all of the life force of all of this, scrambling all these frequencies, and neutralizing all of this energy, throwing it all into the light of fire, where Divine Source is most lovingly, most benevolently lifting it, removing it, dissolving it, and taking it all away, transmuting it into love and light, and providing healing for us on the history level, wherever it first began, and letting this healing pass through us throughout all time and all space, throughout all realities, throughout all of our incarnations, throughout all of our lifetimes, in an omnidirectional way, that we shall be forever healed, forever transformed into love, and that we never again need to recreate and or perpetuate the stress, the overwhelm, the anxiety, and that our consciousness now, yes, okay, there's a second piece. So we're going to do this part first. If you're willing to receive this now, I'm about to get out of the way, and you're just breathing, continually breathing, noticing whatever you notice, and allowing it to take place, and with your mind, of course, as you say, yes, thank you, you can also say, maximum benefits, please. Or you can just say, whatever's for my highest and greatest good, let it come to pass. With your mind, you say that. Let me get out of the way. Yes, yes, yes. Nice, there it is. Just allow, notice whatever you notice is fine. Breathe and receive. Yes, yes, yes. The Order of Melchizedek has spoken as well. Melchizedek's been coming around me so much more. He's just adding his there, the Order of Melchizedek there, the collective lineage of Melchizedek assisting. He likes to be recognized, so he always brings his name front and center. Because he is an angelic, an ascended master, multiple beings all at once. It's just a really super high consciousness of the Order of Melchizedek. All right, good. So second piece to this healing is that Divine Source will now instill within you, whoever you are, and within every cell of your body and being, whatever it is you're meant to receive at this now moment, so that you can forever be transmuted, in other words, transcended into a higher consciousness, a higher state of consciousness, that you're ready for, as is uniquely appropriate for you and in service to your highest and best good and the highest and greatest good of all those you live with, serve, contribute, support, whatever is for the highest and greatest good of the collective, but only as is uniquely appropriate for you, for your body, for your being, for your life, for your living, whatever it is, in service to the greater good. If you're willing to receive this now, please say yes. And this is so that you can serve those better, serve yourself and others better, you know, in more light and love and without the overwhelm, without the stress. If you're willing to receive this now, as always, breathe, receive, and say yes, thank you, which gives consent. Let me get out of the way. Yes, yes, yes. Nice. noticing whatever you're noticing. I just happened to momentarily open my eyes, and there it is, 4:44, looking at me on the clock in front of me. Isn't that interesting? Breathe and receive, breathe and allow. Nice. There we go. Just a little more, fully integrating. Yes, yes, yes. Good. Okay, good. Nice. All right, so we are complete for now.
Thank you so much. I could feel that energy, like lots of emotion and tears came up, and I could just feel that energy clearing, and I'm so grateful to you both. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Good. My love goes to you, Kate, and to all your family.
Yes, much love and blessings, Kate. Be gentle with yourself at this time.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was really powerful. I felt that strongly as well. Lori, just like, wow. And I wanted to share quickly with you. Okay, so I just want to share that EJ, you know, she had written in earlier, and
yes,
you had given her the coaching around the self-love, and she said, well said, Lori, thank you. I can start using these tools immediately and see the results. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, that's great. Thank
and then
you, Jay.
Cindy also wrote in. She said, thank you, Lori. This is also perfect for me, for my cat, Brooke. I'll let some of that information was helpful to Cindy, too. And she said, thank you as well for the beautiful healing. What a wonderful call. Thank you again.
Oh, that makes me so happy. You're welcome. My pleasure.
And then someone is asking just a really general question about, she said, could you ask Lori who that archangel is that starts with an M or M-A-C, something I've never heard of?
Oh, Melchizedek. Yeah.
That's the only one I can think of, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
unless
so he,
Metatron.
He came through
unless,
again.
Unless she heard Metatron
yeah.
is an M. Yeah.
Yeah. So the only
and,
one
you
I
know,
had
Archangel Melchizedek is not just an archangel. He really is. He's a class in and of his own self. He just,
mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, some people might say different things about him because he's just his own being. It's
mm-hmm.
like I never, we always learn that the angels don't have egos, or they certainly don't have as much ego as we do, and that's true. I hope it's okay that I say this. In
yeah.
my opinion, Archangel Melchizedek has a fair share of ego, but not the way us humans do. It's still a really high... What is ego? Ego is just an individuation,
mm-hmm.
right? In
right.
the higher realms, it's not greater than or less than. It's just an individuation, right? He's not
mm-hmm.
representing as God itself or the totality of all that is. He's representing as an individuated being. And I just, my experience with him is he's a very powerful, potent, individuated being who likes to be recognized as an individuated being. And so to me, that's a form of ego.
Mm-hmm.
No judgment there, right? There's no judgment
yeah.
on it. But anyway, so anyway, I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, thank you.
I've had so many experiences with him lately. He's been doing, because I've, you know, on all of the gateways, we've had so many gateways of energy, and we didn't really talk too much about that this call, but, and we've had so many, you know, certainly with the eclipses, and now we have an upcoming whole new portal window with the equinox coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Whenever I have those days, I'm always, almost always working for the collective. I'm not doing necessarily my work that day in terms of like work on my computer or newsletter, or I typically tend to be offline doing work energetically. And just because of that, I've just had so much of Melchizedek coming forward, and he's been doing all these initiations for me that I never even had before. And, really powerful initiations. He's just been showing up so much. It's
that's
pretty
beautiful.
Wild.
And then
yeah.
you can share that with the rest of us.
Yeah, for sure. That's what's happening. So it's just all part of the shift. Like every time as we continue this work, we are all being up-leveled. And, mm-hmm. you know, same is true for me.
Yeah, and so this year for me, too, it's an up-leveling again, you know, and it's like,
yeah.
okay. So sometimes, yeah. you know, when energetic shifts happen, you know, with eclipses or equinoxes and things like that, it's really important for us to be gentle with ourselves, to nurture ourselves and not judge, you know, and just observe, right? Observe
yeah.
and see what's going on and do some healing work. I mean, I've been doing so much healing work, you know, myself and with other facilitators and doing so much meditation lately. Like it's, you know, so it's like
yeah.
a lot of shifting and changing. It's beautiful.
Yeah. yeah.
Totally unexpected. And so you never know what it's going to happen. All right. Well, you know, thank you. This is wonderful. Such a powerful call. And I love those activations and those healings that we did today. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, they come out of the blue when you least expect it. And so, you know, when we're dealing with the grief and the heart center and all that stuff, it's like there was so much stuff that was moving and shifting, you know, for all of us, including myself. It's like, yes, you know, it's like, okay,
yeah.
good. You know,
yeah.
so just be aware of that. And so drink lots of water, be gentle with yourself. And, you know, as we close out the circle again, you know, come back to your heart space, send out that love and that those blessings, that energetic support to everyone, including yourself, and feel yourself receiving it. Just know that you're receiving it. Because it, like Lori said, that self-love piece, and for me, the same thing, the self-love is the biggest piece, is so important. You know, shine that love towards yourself as well, you know, as well as others, but yourself too, you need it as well. So it's so, so important. So, Lori, do you have any last, I know we've gone long, do you have any last words of wisdom for us before we go?
Just, since you were saying, you know, just remember the energy is shifting so quickly. So even if you're going through, you know, challenging times, and I mean, I know grief and loss from the loss of a loved one, like a parent or an animal, takes much longer. But generally speaking, whatever we're going through, it just know that it's moving out very quickly. Stuff doesn't tend to linger anymore. So if you're feeling, you know, bad one day, or you're feeling upset, or you're feeling some struggles or challenges, just know it will shift very quickly, especially as you engage in the healing work and you do the inner work. And just the last thing I'll say is, I really, really invite you to take advantage of the special offer. I think that it's, in my experience, this is the work that I've done that has
mm-hmm.
totally changed my life radically over the last, you know, 10 to 20 years. I don't really hold back. You can tell from the call. It wasn't a sales call. It wasn't like I sat here selling you stuff. I'm literally delivering. And I think that package is loaded with content. That really will transform your life. It's not a pill, but it's the kind of rich content that transforms lives of people and animals. I highly recommend it. So if you enjoyed what you received today, please, you know, take a look at it and consider it for your own personal transformation and
mm-hmm.
your own evolution.
Oh, absolutely.
And other than that, I just want to say thank you. I always, always love having, you know, that time we have together. And I love you, Alara. And I'm grateful to be here and to share. So thank you for having me. And thanks to everyone who called in and contributed.
Thank you, Laura. Absolutely. And thank you, everyone, for being on the call today. And that special offer, again, is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Lori12, L-O-R-I. It'll be in the replay email shortly. And take a look at the happiness kit for the free gift that Lori has available there. That link will be on the email as well. And I want to thank you all so much for taking the time to be with us. I know we've gone a little bit long and we didn't get to everyone's questions. You know, it's never possible to get to everybody, but you know, we tried. It's, you know, even the ones that we did do, the healings and the activations and were powerful. So if you need to go back and listen to the call again for all the information and wisdom that Lori shared, please do that because there was quite a bit. So thank you, everyone. And just remember to always be kind to yourself, be gentle with yourself. And because there was so much healing on the call today, please do drink lots of water, ground yourself the best you can, and be gentle. All right. So thank you, everyone. I love you. I love you, Lori. And until next time, tomorrow, sending you much love and blessings always. Bye for now.